Take your time during this season. There is no reason to rush. God is with you every step of the way, whether you see it or not. As long as you are alive, God is walking with you. And this is so important to remember, because we get in those seasons that feel like they'll last a lifetime. And the whole time our breakthrough is coming around in that next season. Time manifests itself in cyclical seasons. And what that means to me is every season has a specific duration. It's not everlasting. To me, there is a season for sowing, reaping, and eating. And it repeats throughout time. Allow me to dive deeper into what it means to sow, reap, and eat. When we think about gardening and farming, before you can reap the harvest, before you get the fruit, before you get the vegetable, before you get the finished product, you have to plant that product. You have to water it. You have to nurture it. You have to allow it time to grow. Oftentimes in our life, we want to reap the benefits of a situation without ever planting the seed of faith, without ever watering that seed of faith. To me, watering the seed of faith looks like going through seasons where you may be in darkness. You may not know what it is that's happening in your life. You may not be able to see that next step. You feel like you're alone. You feel like it's never going to get better. Whole time, you've been planted. Just like a seed, you got to be planted in the dirt. Sometimes that dirt get wet and it becomes mud. And you literally getting it out of the mud. It's going to be those seasons where it's tough. It's hard. When things dry up, the dirt get hard. How you gonna break through then? That's where the seed of faith comes in. Trusting that this is only a season and this too shall pass. One of my mom's favorite artists is Yolanda Adams, and she has a song titled "This Too Shall Pass." And when I'm in those seasons where I can't see where I'm going, I can't really see the light at the end of the tunnel, as they say, I listen to that song because I need that encouragement. I have to know that seasons don't last forever. There is a time for sowing, reaping, and eating. You can only reap what you sow. And sometimes in our community, we say that as a negative thing. Like, oh yeah, you go reap what you sow. Trying to talk down upon a person or fear them into making quote unquote better decisions. I believe that we can encourage people with that saying, that when you plant the seed of faith, guess what? You're going to reap the benefits of that faith in a due season. The only way that you can reap the benefits of a seed is if you've nurtured it, if you've allowed it to grow. And growth is not always a simple process. It is a process. It's going to take time. And in that time, there will be challenges that you have to overcome. But that's how you grow. You don't grow by staying in the same shell of an experience. You grow when you break out of that shell. I remember back when I was in elementary school, we had a little science project of observing and comparing how seeds grow. We had one seed off in the closet with no light in a moist paper towel in a plastic baggie. And then we had another seed in the sun with the paper towel wrapped around it in a plastic baggie. And we had to allow those seeds time to grow, one in the dark and one in the light. I remember observing that both seeds indeed sprouted. But what really stood out to me is seeing how that plant sprouted from a little seed. The seed breaks open and the plant stem grows through that break. We don't grow if we stay in the same shell. Growth only occurs when we break out of that shell. There is your comfort zone, and outside of that comfort zone is the growth zone. Breaking into that growth zone is a scary space because you don't know exactly how things are going to turn out. You have no idea if you step out of your comfort zone, if you're going to fail first or you're going to win first. Regardless, it takes faith to break out of that comfort zone. It takes faith to get to the growth zone. If you knew how everything would turn out, there wouldn't be no need for you to trust God because you would know how it'll turn out. You would know the exact steps. You would know where those steps lead to. You would know everything about your experience. Why would you need faith in that then? The beauty about being in relationship with God is knowing that in the end, it is good. And in the meantime, you got to trust the Lord. Because sometimes those seasons where you're in the season of reaping, the harvest may not be as great as you thought it would be. Maybe because the sowing wasn't as faithful as it should have been. Remember, you reap what you sow. So if you're sowing faith, your harvest, your reaping will be full of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but not yet seen. We walk by faith, not by sight. In your reaping season, it is important that you sowed in faith. You allowed yourself to grow in faith. You can only eat what you reap. That eating season is going to come after you sow and you reap. Those two first stages take work. You got to do the inner work of trusting the Lord with your life. You have to do the inner work of encouraging yourself to move forward through the dark season. Another song that I listen to when I am in a season of uncertainty and darkness is Encourage Yourself by Sherry Jones Moffitt. Music is one of the best gifts that God has created for us. In those seasons of sowing and reaping, where it's taking the inner work that feels exhausting, you gotta encourage yourself. Jesus gave you the tools, but you gotta use them. Jesus not gonna come pick up your hand and force you to use the tools that he has freely given. We have free will in every season of our life. You can do what you will with the information that you learn. Knowledge will only take you so far. If you don't use knowledge, what good is it then? You just know a whole bunch and don't do nothing. You're not gonna eat just by magic. I don't believe magic exists. I believe it's an illusion. Everything in our life except our salvation comes through work. We don't have to work for our salvation because our Lord and Savior died on the cross in place of us. God did away with the old laws that we were governed by that said that we have to work in order to gain our salvation. Only thing that we have to do to be saved is confess our sins and accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, into our life. There are some really beautiful things, beautiful gifts occurring in this season. I don't know what season you're in. That season may be winning, it may be losing. You may not know what season you're in. It could be a season of confusion. But I want you to be in it. Whatever season it is, be fully present. Choose to see where God is in that season. It is this season that is going to strengthen your skills in using the tools to build the next moment. There are some valuable lessons that God is trying to teach you in this exact moment. But you have to pay attention to it. When you rush through your seasons, you lose the ability to learn from the lesson so that you can apply better knowledge to the next season. The tools that you use for sowing are different from the tools that you use for reaping. And the tools that you use for reaping are different from the tools that you use for eating. There is a season for everything in your life. but to truly appreciate every season, you got to be present. You have to trust that God is walking with you through every season. He will never leave nor forsake you, no matter what you do. God is not leaving you. Us humans in our own weakness may have abandonment issues and may leave you in your darkest season. May not be able to see the places that God is taking you because we are in our own seasons where we can't even see ourselves. As humans, unfortunately, we are bound to disappoint one another. Sometimes we set our expectations too high for one person to reach, and we don't realize that that person is going through their own season. And we expect them to give everything to us when they aren't even giving the present moment to themselves. But I know one person who can always give everything to us. And that's God. Knowing that God is in the present moment with you is so comforting. Knowing that you have an all-powerful, all-knowing entity that cares for you in this exact moment can propel you through the challenges that you are facing in this moment. The Lord wants you to know that through Jesus, you have already won the victory over every losing season. God knows the end from the beginning. God sees you in a way that you are already the winner. Remembering that when you are in a season of quote unquote losing can help you know that, like Yolanda Adams says, this season shall too pass. And just like Sherry Jones Moffitt said, encourage yourself. You have the power to encourage yourself. Encouragement looks different for everybody. For me, encouraging myself is viewing myself as the worthy individual that God has created me to be. Encouraging myself is going to the Bible and seeing how God has called people to victory time and time and time again. Encouraging myself is knowing that I serve a God, that I am a child to a Father who cares about me. Do you know how good it feels to be cared about? To know that somebody loves you despite all the things that you see bad within yourself. I didn't get to this moment where I can eat the fruits of the Holy Spirit just by magic or just by thinking myself through it. I had to sow. I had to get down in the dirt. I had to go through the mud. I had to go through the dry, hard times. I had to grow through all of that. Then, once I grew through it, I had to reap what I sowed. Sometimes I didn't like what I reaped. Sometimes I had to prune stuff that I wanted to keep, but I realized that it was just hurting me, and those parts of me were no longer growing. But if I were to keep those parts that were taking away from me, I would no longer have anything to reap. And when you don't have anything to reap, you don't have anything to eat. I put in the inner work to get to where I am. God doesn't force anything on us. We have the free will to choose whether or not we want to see God's presence in our life. I'm not perfect. I'm not that holier than thou Christian woman, as I said in the last episode. I need God every step, every moment of this existence, because there's some times where I can't see through that darkness. But I know that through my faith and trusting in the Lord, that this season will come to pass. I pray that this convo brings you one step closer to the Lord, to trusting God in this experience, to allowing yourself to be in the present moment with the Lord. The present moment has some of the most beautiful lessons, beautiful experiences, beautiful joys, beautiful wins and victories that you can ever imagine. Being in the present here and now is better than that vision of the future that you have. I pray that you encounter God like you have never experienced God before. I pray that you have the ability to encourage yourself through this season. I pray that you feel the presence of God as you're walking through this season. I pray you feel loved, you feel embraced, you feel cared for. I pray that you get to know the promises of God and you trust those promises every day that you're walking through this experience. God got you. Trust and believe it. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Just One Convo at a Time. I am Veronica Speaks, a faith content creator, and I just want to share my peace, the peace of Jesus, with you. Until next time, have a blessed experience. With peace, Veronica Speaks.